question was asked. When the Torah gives punishment, how come we sometimes find that people are not quick to respond, as is the case with Elkanah's children from Penina that die every time Hana is a child, as is the case with Chiel, who rebuilds the city of Jericho and loses his children and doesn't seem to notice. So the commentaries point out with the story of Chiel that even though the Navi paints the picture very clearly, that as he started building the city, his firstborn died, as Joshua had cursed. And as he continued building the city, his other children died, until finally his youngest died when he finished building the city. And then Chiel suddenly wakes up and says, gee, there was Joshua's curse, it came true. He didn't notice earlier, so the commentaries say no. Because when the first one died, it's not that lightning came out of the strike and hit out of the sky and hit him and boom, dead. Then he would have noticed. What happened was he started building the city and his firstborn had a cold and the cold evolved into pneumonia and the pneumonia got him bedridden and then his fever went high and the doctors tried giving him medication and it was one day like this and one day like that and finally he succumbed to his illness and he died. So to the onlooker, you could have said, well, people sometimes have a fever. People sometimes have pneumonia. There is a statistic out there. There are, let's say, 15% of people who hit this level of illness and die. So, okay, he's part of the statistic. He continues building the city, and the next son gets bitten by a scorpion, and he's bedridden, and they give him medication, and he starts healing, and then his fever goes up, and then he gets a little bit better, and then there's an infection again, and finally he dies. So again, there was room to say people get bitten by scorpions and you see he started getting better. Again, the commentaries don't point out the details. I'm just giving a story to illustrate the idea that the commentaries say. That Hashem purposely makes it in a way that a person can look at it and say, that's not Hashem doing it, that's just these things happen. So it was only when all his kids died and the last one died when he finished building Jericho, that Chiel looks at it and says, that's Hashem's doing. I know each time a kid died, I had a reason to think it was something else. But no, that was the curse coming true. He couldn't avoid it anymore. But by then it was too late. So sometimes when the Navi distills the story for us, and the Navi just writes, Hashem punished them and boom, the person died, the Navi isn't giving us all the details. It's not so relevant for us. But when we look at the people and we say, wait, didn't Elkanah notice that children were dying? Maybe, and maybe not. Maybe he prayed for each child that was dying, but maybe there was external circumstances that made it such that you didn't have to notice the correlation. The Navi indicates the correlation. But it could be that that child was sick all the time. That child was always getting the whooping cough, and the doctors warned him that one time it can get infected. Be very careful. Try to ensure the child doesn't get that whooping cough again. You never know what will happen if he does. And then, boom, Hannah had a child, and they were busy taking care of the new baby, and they left the door open, and there was a bit of a draft, and wow, the kid came down with the whooping cough again, and this time he died. So, I'm saying, you don't always see it. The Navi describes it as obvious. That doesn't mean in their lives it was as obvious. Okay. Hashem does things in a way that you don't have to see it.
It just seems strange.
I'm sure he prayed for each child. I'm sure he did the best he could. I'm sure he did tshuva and tefillah and tzedakah. He did everything he could to save each child's life. That doesn't mean he could be effective.